Wow.
Okay, so it depends, because you have to have your full eligibility and everything. But yeah, you can, I believe it's a million. You can, I mean, it's like a crazy number. Not one I would ever see. I always say a jumbo is 250 for me, so, because that's just more the average of what we do.
Well, that's the kind of the norm. And, well, even right now, it's still not changed this whole year, even the crazy it's been. If we list something, especially under 200, wow, bam, bam.
It's going to sell.
You know, under 400 still, okay. Over 400, not as quick, but if you see all the new construction going on now, which mm-hmm. we had to have,
right.
We have 1 month inventory, 1 month.
Isn't that crazy to yes. think of? I mean, that is just crazy. And so many of the new construction people are just behind. I mean, between subs and the price of materials and the getting the materials, it's new construction is hard. I mean, it's not right now. It's heyday, but at the same time, for them, it's hard. It's hard.
Because several of the builders use a lot of the same subs.
Yes,
especially if you get a really good painter, or a really good trim guy, or a really good yeah. framer. You know, so
but that's why Home Builders Association. Was really are really pushing young people
yes,
to go out right. to like Howard College and get that degree in the construction thing. So,
trade
I mean,
schools.
You know, yeah. So, I mean, it's 100%. One of those things that anything that you can do in construction right now, of course, medical's the same. So go ASU and go Howard College.
I can tell you one thing. I'm partnered with Zane. We're mm-hmm. doing some new constructions. We're doing 10 on Twin Mountain. You know, you go look at them. You see, they're flying up, folks.
Yeah.
And the main reason we're doing a boom, boom, boom is we have a really good framer right now.
Oh, yeah. So this
really
is the
people.
Time to do it.
So we don't want him going anywhere.
Right. So you're just keeping him busy out there.
It's lined up. He goes, here, just down the road, 10 houses.
Really?
Yeah. There's already
10 specs?
Yes. And they've done three. Three's already framed. Three of them
wow.
are framed. Three more already poured. Then two more are fixing to be poured. So, I mean, it shows you. But it's if you watch, they should be ready in the spring.
Which hopefully will still be running and gunning then.
Well, you don't think the rates are going to go up anytime soon. Right?
Okay, so I would have lost a tremendous amount of money. I would have thought rates would already be up. So I would have lost a tremendous amount of money. Now you're hearing no, that they're not going to. But who knows? I'm still working as if they're going to go up soon. Okay, get in, get out. Get in, get out. I mean, I'm trying to get everybody to lock in. No, do not try to hold off and see if rates are going to get better, because they're awesome. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Yes.
Yeah, Drew Darby told me that probably 20 years yep. ago, and I still remember that to this day. Is so don't be greedy. I would get in and get locked.
Well, just think about something. If we're saying they haven't been this low since 1940s,
right?
You think they're going to keep getting lower, or you think they're going to get, which, yeah. which is a chance have happening?
Yeah.
You know, you're playing blackjack yeah. and you have a 20.
Yes. So what I
don't hit
exactly.
It.
So what I tell people is you're probably gambling a better quarter of a percent and you're risking maybe a point. So the odds
yes.
are be happy and get it done. You know, get done with it. But yeah, the rates have been just, this has been an unbelievable year for all of us.
Okay. Well, what I did is I looked, because I was so happy when she sent me a little deal, and because it took me about three times to check the e-sign deal correctly. You can't do it on your phone. I'm going to tell you right now. It does
it's
not
too hard.
Work.
It's too hard.
Yeah. And you don't know if it did or not. Anyway, got it. I saw that. So then I see a deal on TV like the very next day on Thanksgiving. And it says 2.12 something something. So I've looked at it. I paused my TV because there's a lot of stuff at the very bottom.
Right. So you have to read the little bitty print.
So I went
print.
Up there, put on my glasses, and read it. Two discount points.
Yeah.
Okay, see, those aren't apples to apples.
Yeah. No, and I'll have people that will call me and they'll say, because the people I have refinanced have all been customers, okay, past customers. But I'll have every once in a while I'll have somebody call and they'll say, I'm shopping you for an interest rate. And number one, I tell them, I'm probably not the best shopper. Okay,
yeah.
Is number one, is with as busy as things are, I'm probably not one that you want to shop. I'm competitive, very competitive. But my service is what throws us well over.
100%.
Exactly. So it's one of those things, again, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Welcome back to Real Estate and You. That was some good information.
Thank you.
You know what we were talking about on the break? And let's emphasize that, because folks, y'all, anybody knows me, you know, I'm big on buying local. I'm big on
correct.
Shopping local. I'm big on using local lenders.
Right.
Our local people, especially right now with all the stuff we're going through together.
Right. And we've got lots of good local businesses
yes.
that need us to. I saw something where Taylor Hicks, you know, he opened his new place over George Alexander's place by Napoli's.
Okay.
Right next door. Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But he had something on Facebook the other day that was like, shop local. You know, we need your business. And it makes you think about it. I mean, it really does. Is that we got lots of Egg and Myers. We got lots of good stores yes. in town to go to. You know, we need to be there for them because they've been there for us for a long time.
Okay, folks, let me tell you why. One reason I like local is put a house under contract, okay? And the lady, sweet, sweet, sweet lady, has raising her grandkids, everything. And, of course, the down payment was an issue. New construction. Builder said, I can't pay a bunch of closing costs. There he goes. She goes, I got an idea. Tell them what you did.
So what we did is we put her on a grant program, okay? Because she's good as she was good. I mean, and I think that was one of my favorite closings ever. Her grandson, of which she's raising, I'll never forget this. In fact, it still gives me goosebumps, is he thanked me and hugged me. And said, thank you so much for our beautiful new home. And I was like, oh, that just made my heart feel so good. So there are grant programs out there for first-time home buyers. There are limits to income. You can't make like $100,000. It's like in the 70s, but which is pretty good if you think about it. And you have to have a minimum of 620 credit scores. You don't have to have an unbelievable credit score. But if you can do that, and if there's a way that if you're, in this case, the it was a builder, it was a new construction. So we worked the closing cost into the price. And so it worked out. I mean, like I said, that just made your heart feel good to get somebody like that. They'll be in that house, I believe, for the rest of their lives.
And I'm going to do that also. Scott, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I thought it was because I brought her over burritos.
Oh, really?
You were there. I brought you one, too.
Oh, yes, yes. She worked at burritos?
No, I brought her one, too.
Oh, yes, you did. You brought everybody burritos. That was very sweet of you.
I thought it was so sweet because Valerie closed it because the title companies were booked.
Yeah, and we wanted to get it closed. And we wanted to get it closed and stuff. But that is one of those feel-good. My mom, who runs our office, basically, I mean, she is the funniest thing about whenever I take a loan application, if the people come in like these with the kid and stuff, I mean, the whole time she's like, how's she doing? When are we going to get it done? How's she doing? Can you hurry any faster? Can you get this done faster? I mean, she is an advocate for the first-time home buyer person. I mean, she really is. She's a big advocate for the first-time home buyers.
Me and you are kind of suckers, too.
Yes.
As I'll be honest, when I showed the property, she showed up, and then she goes, can I bring the kids? I said, yeah, absolutely. You know, time I'll meet you back over here? And all the kids got out. And I mean, they were...
That was the end of it.
Oh, it was.
She was raising like 3 or 4. Yeah,
I think...
Five, okay.
I said, I don't care what it takes. I have to do anything. Whatever it takes, we're going to get these people in this house.
Have someone that's going to appreciate that house more than anybody that you can possibly imagine. And Zane should have had... His heart should have felt wonderful by the time it was said and done. Because, I mean, like I said, I don't know of anybody that's been more thankful and appreciative and everything else as what that whole family was. I mean, it wasn't just her. It was the whole family
was
that way. So, yeah, no, that makes you feel good. But there are bond programs that can help you if you don't have your down payment, if you qualify, you know, all the parameters and everything.
And some of you don't pay back.
Some of them you don't. And that's usually the ones that when you have really good credit, there's like 4 different ones, okay? And so we get you the best one we can get you, and we don't lock them in until we get towards closing. We get the appraisal and stuff because we deliver. Okay, and so if we don't close, we have nothing to deliver. So we lock you in at the very end, and we get you the best program that we can get you. But yeah, no, it's a great program. You know, we used to do a lot of city programs, but I haven't done one of those in like for forever. But remember, on these grant programs for you sellers, it's just a regular FHA loan. It's just a grant. Okay, so it's not extra things that have to be done to the house. As long as you are good for FHA, you're good for the grant.
And FHA and VA, a lot of people, back in the day, when you got an FHA and a VA loan, the house would be almost perfect because they would tear it apart.
Yeah.
And that's not the case.
No, and also, nothing aggravates me more